Hey, welcome back to another episode of Studio Flow, where we listen to everything so you don't have to, or should I say I listen to everything you have to, because you just got me, John Robinson, today on this episode where we're reviewing Rhapsody. You know what? You want to say Rhapsody? I'm not saying it correct that way, but she spells it a little different. Her second studio album entitled Layla's Wisdom, which was released, what, September 22nd? Yeah, 2017. On Jamila / Roc Nation. It's her first album through the Roc Nation imprint, or this collaboration they're doing. So that's why, if you see any of the interviews she's doing or seen any of the pictures on her Instagram, you see that she's been shouting out Guru, who's the famous engineer who did probably every Jay-Z album since they've hooked up, and a shit ton of Roc Nation and Rockefeller music. So for those who don't know who Rhapsody is, Marlena Evans. Look, one of those pronunciations is going to be right. She hails from North Carolina, the same place as J. Cole and Little Brother. And if you guys don't know who Little Brother is, you guys should know. Fonte, rapper, Big Pooch, and of course, super producer, Ninth Wonder. And she was signed to Ninth Wonder in 2008. She made her debut on his sophomore album, The Dream Merchant Value 2. Now, before we go any further, I had forgotten all about this. So I am not this big Rhapsody, like, oh, I know everything, but nope. I remember when I saw her do a couple of interviews during her promo tour, they brought up that she was on the Kendrick Lamar album on the Pimp a Butterfly. And I was like, okay, yeah, I remember that. And I had all intents and purposes to like come in here and tell you guys, like, that's the first time I heard her. I forgot about the Dream Merchant Volume 2 album. I had this album. This was 2007. It's 10 years ago. Like I said, I wasn't following her whole career, you know, because even before that, she started off in a hip hop group called Coolie High, spelled with a K. And they had a couple of projects, the Summer Sessions EP in 2008, Eastern Standard Time in 2010. And then Coolie High Presents David Thompson in 2011. So forgive me, Rhapsody, anybody else who's the huge Rhapsody fan. You guys know all the mixtapes and the EPs and, of course, the studio album that came out before this, The Idea of Beautiful. I had no idea, right? So she signed to Ninth Wonder, put out a couple albums, 5 mixtapes, 2 EPs, now 2 albums because of Layla's Wisdom, named after her grandmother. So with this album, I was thinking, though, like, what's the best years of hip hop? You know, we get 94, 95, 96, 88. I'm starting to think 2017 could be up there. Like, it's just, I mean, put the Jay and the Kendrick albums and say what you want, the Drake, Big Sean. But you still, this album, this Layla's Wisdom, comes out of nowhere. I love listening to albums when I sit down to it, I have no expectations, right? You know, other than the day it dropped, I heard a few people like, hey, this is amazing, this is up there, blah, blah. But I was shocked. I honestly was because I vaguely remember To Pimp a Butterfly, right? Because, I mean, you had Untitled after that, and then, of course, we've had Damn. So it wasn't like I've had that album on blast and remember that she was on there. But when I sat down and listened to Layla's Wisdom, I actually had heard Power, the track that has Kendrick Lamar on it. And before we get in, even though it's just me, we're still going to do what we usually do. So Power was like the lead single. And according to Wikipedia, that's they don't even have that. I just know that song dropped beforehand. Production on this album, mostly handled by Ninth Wonder, of course. But we also had Knots, Crisis, Cash Don't Make Beats, and Eric G. I think that's it. Which I'm fine with. You guys know how I feel. And if you don't, I like to look at music albums, albums like movies. I mean, there's always one director, and I know they have executive producers, but I feel like a producer is that director, and especially a producer that's versatile can actually, you know, I can flip up the sounds, I can do this, I can do that, and make sure that this album has a cohesive sound, and then every song doesn't sound the same. I know it's not easy, but some producers can do it, and some are better than others at it. As far as features, we had Kendrick Lamar, Lance Skywalker, Anderson .Paak, Black Thought, Moonchild, BJ Chicago Kid, Busta Rhymes, Music Soulchild, Gwen Bunn, Terrace Mountain, Martin, I'm sorry. And one of my favorites, like I loved all those people. The only people I wasn't familiar with going into this album was Lance, Moonchild, and Terrence. But Amber Navarin, she's on Jesus Coming. We'll get to that track. It's an amazing track, but she's on that song. And her voice was so angelic and so soft, and it just came across. It brought life to this song that's about death, right? I had to go look her up. And one, I was shocked that she was white. Just didn't think it, whatever reasons, whatever you want to be like, oh, well, you're just a closed-minded. Listen, it's not too many hip-hop artists that are going to get, you know, a white singer. But that's neither here nor there. She's part of a group called Moonchild, and I've checked a couple of their songs out. Pretty dope music. Pretty. So if you guys looking for more Amber, go check out Moonchild. So when it comes to this, this album, the first thing that stuck out to me when about Rhapsody was how poetic she was. And she was able to be poetic on this album without coming across preachy. Because everybody, you should be familiar with how when you see slam poetry or remember Def Poetry Jam was the thing, and just how like, yeah, it's either falls into a couple of categories, right? You either like funny or you're preachy, and or you come across as like when A Live of Color made fun of A Different World and was like every episode you're just preaching to us. And when you get preached to, you good. I want to hear that. I want to be fair that you feel force fed. You feel like somebody's talking to you that's more intelligent, or just saying like you're stupid, you don't get this, so let me break this down to you. But Rhapsody didn't come across as that. She came across as, and even though this is not her first album, it felt like that. You know, when you hear people say, oh, it takes a lifetime to make the first album, that's why the first album is so good. Now I'll go back and listen to The Idea of Beautiful, and one of these weekly wrap-ups we'll talk about it, but this felt like it for the simple fact that she came across as genuine. She came across as your friend. As she really sold her stories, right? And I think what helped her was the vulnerability, you know, especially like on the roller coaster jam called Love. No, I'm sorry, You Used to Love Me. And then following that back up with Knock on My Door. So You Used to Love Me, she's leaving the ex, you know, Knock on My Door, she's finding new love. But she still comes across as rom-com cute. Like, you know, oh, you watch sports? Oh, you a Muslim too? You know, she's raised Jehovah Witness. So if you guys didn't thought maybe the two was for her, it was for Muhammad Ali or whatever. Or I don't really watch sports the way I do. It felt real. And for lack of a better term, right? But then there's songs where she comes across where she's teaching, but it's still, you know, the pay up, where the first verse is about a guy who can't afford the girl. You know, he loves her, but that's not enough. And she's a gold digger. It was almost like a 2017 gold digger. But the second verse turned around where a woman was taking care of a man and he couldn't help her out with the bills and nothing like that. She made relatable music. And that helped a lot, especially for a new artist. I'm trying to see the Sassy, because it wasn't too many radio joints, right? I think Pay Up can go on the radio. I think Sassy could be on the radio. As far as, and I was thinking about this too, like anything could be on the radio. We had Tupac's Hail Mary on the radio, guys. Like, isn't that like that song was just, I mean, when you hear that song, you was like, oh yeah, this is a radio joint. It's just, it was a catchy hook. And even though this is only 14 tracks, so it's a little over an hour, she took advantage of it, because there's so many songs that switch out, like Chromeo. Is it Riding? Yeah, Riding, which I love the end of Riding because that's the one featuring. It features GQ. I think I didn't shout him out as well as one of the features. But just because like she does this little bit of a verse, but it's over the top of Busta Rhymes saying like "Turn Me Up Some Decibel 10. I just love that part. Seriously, I was just like, all right, cool. Sassy, her shit talking, roller coaster. A roller coaster jam called Love switches up. Is there anything else that switches while I'm talking about this? I think that might be it. Another standout track was Nobody, where she's like listing a bunch of questions that no one really has the answer to. But I also love the fact that it showed her duality on it, because I mean, if I'm putting this on for anybody and not telling me anything, you're just like, all right, this is some underground backpack rap, whatever. And we know that there's a, there sometimes is a divide between those two camps. Like you can't like one or the other, but she's quick to bring up that, she's listening to Waka Flocka Make That Ass Clap or something like that. But that's also another song that switches up at the end because, I think at the end of Nobody, they start talking about some shit that went down in the neighborhood, but it's all through social media, even though she's on the phone with her friend. And I loved it because of we do have this addiction to social media. And she even brings it up like, I know I'm not supposed to. And then she goes through a bunch of things like I would have, you know, recorded my food, blah, blah, blah. Let people know what I'm doing. If I smoked, I would have did that. And bringing up like police are on Instagram and all these things. So why do we do the things we do? But I don't even know why I use but because it's not the conjunction I use. I think this is an amazing album. Point blank, point period. It's one of the top five, top 10 hip hop albums of the year, man or female, man or woman. I'm sorry. I think you guys should go check it out. And if so, here's some suggestions before we get to the score. Go check out her other albums. The Idea of Beautiful. The EPs are The Black Mamba and Beauty and the Beast. The mixtapes are Return of the B-Girl, Thank Her Now, For Everything, She Got Game, and Crown, which Anderson .Paak is on Crown as well. And then she was on the Anderson .Paak's album, Pac's album, Malibu. Check out Malibu if you haven't checked that out. If you're looking for more women hip hop this year, LaKaylee, 47, Wash and Set, Nitty Scott, Creature. Those are both that just come out in the past couple of months. Then you guys let me know if there's any other like hip hop women I'm missing out. I mean, we know we got the Cardi B's and the Nicki Minaj's and the Remy Ma's, but I'm excited because I feel like we're at a point where we have a list of, it's just not one, you know what I'm saying? Even Kamaya out on the West Coast and stuff like that. It's not just one woman and just holding everything down. And it should never be like that. I was, you know, you guys listened to the weekly wrap up. I was upset that Azalea came from Cardi B because we should want more women because like men have been able to survive for a while. I mean, 30, 40 years in hip hop with there being more than just one. And this, we are well past due. So for me, I'm getting this album a 4.5 out of 5. I'm getting 4.5. I really enjoy the flow. Oh, before I get out of here, I shouldn't have gave you that score. If we're going to do standout tracks, do I have it on my phone? The best, so we'll go out with this. I thought she did a very good job of talking about heartache, self-reflection, relationships, even touching on the hip hop industry on a couple of these tracks. She can go bar for bar with some of your favorite rappers, men or women. And the Jesus Coming, I think that's the last track. Her storytelling skills are up there too, guys. So if you guys aren't familiar with that track, amazing sample. I should have looked at what that sample was. But she basically tells a story about a mother and a daughter getting shot, you know, accident, stray bullet, whatever, because two men were arguing. And we get the point of view from her, the daughter, and one of the guys who was involved in the shot as they're dying or it's time for their time to go. Very powerful. I love her voice cracking as she's the mother. And when she's in the mother character, that I would love to see her perform this. And I wish this album, I hope this album gets bigger acclaim, more critical acclaim, or mainstream acclaim, I guess, because I'm pretty sure it's getting the critical acclaim, because I would love to see her perform this on Saturday Night Live. Or maybe the Hip Hop Awards just came, and she probably didn't perform it there, but maybe next year at BET, she should perform Jesus Coming. It's great. It's dope. I'm serious, guys. We'll probably just go out to that, or maybe go out to something else. But check out this album. I'm going to try to do a couple more of these because we're falling behind. Like, seriously, I don't want to do the Action Bronson and a couple of other tracks. So whenever I have some time, start focusing. Just listen to G Herbo. Maybe I'll do that too. But again, it helps sometimes because I love listening to reviews. I'm just going to say I'm not that familiar with G Herbo. I know G Herbo, but it's not like I've checked out any of these mixtapes. No, Chicago is only 40 minutes away from me. But I love this two type of interviews. I mean, not interviews, reviews I'm interested in. The person who's the fan, because they can point out like, well, this song is like this and this is like this, and they wanted to do this the whole time. But like, and the person who's never heard anything like that, the middle person who's like, I've heard 2 out of the 5 albums, I'm going to bring, no, I don't want any of that. The person who's never heard anything is going to be like, I like it or I don't like it, and this is why, and you don't have nothing to compare it to. And the person who's heard everything can be like, well, this is not as good as this, but you can tell their growth and maturity here and there. So bear with me when I'm doing some of these artists that we will be doing. So until next time, guys. Oh, you know what? At Studio Flow, at One and Only, let me know what you guys think about this album. Let me know what other albums you want me or any of us to do. If you're worried about Sarah J, she is going to be back reviewing. I just told her she's going to be on that Chris Brown, the Sam Smith, the Taylor Swift coming. So don't think that she's only doing weekly wrap-ups because she's not. But let us know if there's any other things that we missed that we can just, we or me can just knock out and you guys get our thoughts on it. All right. We really appreciate you guys listening at One and Only, at Studio Flow. Until next time. Peace. Chrome been spinning on my mind. Trips around the world with homies, we offline. Everything that they say ain't gospel, ain't lie. Boys always talk, don't cry, but need to cry. Talk to respect the driver more than I do the ride. Ride with me, homie, ain't nothing to hold a wheel. I was hungry, you looked out, you always got me a meal. Working on my glow up, asking if I got meals. I got family, I got stress, got success and bills. Good God, 20 inches on the axle. We copping classic old things in the hill like Axel. Lines better than all rappers aligned if they ask you. Got a shotgun sitting ask you on the straight and narrow. Called mama, told her about my summer rain. She thought about Carl Thomas. No, I'm more like Giannis. Must be real to get these honors. That's why they put G's on us. I'm real. Represent. Where you from? No hill. When you gon' pull up with that chrome on your wheels? Chicken chasing all summer, pocket muscle real. Keep it real, baby. I'm real. Represent. Where you from? No hill. When you gon' pull up with that chrome on your wheels? Chicken chasing all summer, pocket muscle real. Keep it real, baby, I'm real.